Before you listen to the sermon,
قبل از اینکه موضوع امروز رو گوش کنید,
read Romans chapter 11.
فصل 11 رو بخونید.
The title of my sermon today is Salvation by Grace.
امروز موضوع موضوع من نجات فقط از
طریق فیض. I want to talk about grace today.
میخوام امروز در مورد فیض صحبت کنم.
And this topic was triggered by somebody who sent me some links to listen to.
و این موضوع برای من خیلی جالبم صحبت کرد. یه نفر برای من چند تا برنامه فرستاد که گوش بکنم.
Now, also the teacher was teaching in the end times.
در مورد ایام آخر موضوع میکرد.
And he had this completely new interpretation of the end times.
و یک معنی جدیدی داشت از ایام آخر. یک ترجمه جدیدی داشت از ایام آخر.
Now, if you come up with some new doctrine,
اگر یک نفر با یک درس جدید از کلامیان,
that no one in the Christian world over the last 2,000 years has come up with,
کسی که تاریخ مسیحیت 2,000 سال پیش اینو برداشت نکرده,
yeah, you're probably wrong.
Yeah,
none of the doctrines we believe in,
همه اعتقاداتی که ما داریم,
yeah, are unique to us.
فقط مال ما نیست.
Yeah, many other churches hold the exact same doctrine. خیلی
از کلیساهای دنیا هم به همین اعتقادها وابستهاند.
And the reason is because we call ourselves Bible believing Christians.
به خاطر اینکه ما خودمون رو مسیحیانی میخونیم که طبق کلام عمل میکنیم.
We base all our doctrine on clear scripture.
تمام اعتقاداتمون رو طبق آیاتی که آشکار برامون بیان میکنه.
And you might say, oh, do not all churches do that? No, many churches do the doctrines based on the popular.
اون چیزی رو که مردم شیست دارن رو قبول میکنه. هر چیزی که خوششون بیاد رو قبول دارن. بقیهش رو فیلتر میکنه.
Yeah, based on what isn't offend.
چه کسی یه نفر ناراحت نمی کنه.
Yeah,
امروز از کی ناراحت نمیشه.
What suits their situation at the moment in time.
امروز در مورد چی صحبت کنی. بقیه رو ولش کن.
Yeah, let's avoid the things that
بیا در مورد چیزهایی که ممکنه یه نفر ناراحت کنه صحبت نکنید.
Of course, many churches are not real churches at all.
بعضی از کلیساهای امروز که اصلا کلیسا نیستن.
Yeah, because they preach a false gospel that cannot save.
و به خاطر اینکه انجیلی رو موعظه میکنن که دروغه و اون انجیل نمیتونه نجات بده.
Yeah, these are just places of
جاهایی هستن که
religious gathering.
مذهبی رو هم جمع میشن و ایمان ندارن.
Yeah, who are on their way to hell.
همشون در راه نابودی و به جهنم
رفتن.
اعتقادات هر کسی مهمه که طبق کلام باشه نه هر چیزی که خودش
میدونه.
هر روز باید این کلام رو به دست
بگیرید.
هر روز بخونیدش. هر روز خودتون مطالعه
کنید.
من نمیخوام شما اعتقاد داشته باشید به چیزی چون من گفتم چون من بهتون اعلام کردم.
I want you to believe because you've seen it in the Bible yourself.
میخوام خودتون ایمان بیارید چون خودتون با شما خودتون در کلام
yeah, so your faith is based on the word of God.
ایمانتون طبق کلام خداست نه به خاطر من.
Yeah, listen to the preaching to receive.
با موعظه ها گوش بدید و دریافت کنید یاد بگیرید.
Yeah, but then go home.
اما بعد از موعظه
بخونه
ببینید آیا حرف واعظ واقعی بوده یا نبوده. هر زمانی که سوال داری سوالاتت رو بپرسید.
I'm not scared of you asking questions.
من از سوال پرسیدن شماها نمیترسم.
Whatever I say needs to line up with the Bible.
هر چی که من میگم باید طبق کلام باشه. طبق کلام برداشت بهتر نباشه.
So I started listening to the guy.
من شروع کردم به موعظه این فرد گوش دادن.
Yeah, which turned out to be a false teacher.
نشان بکنم که یک معلم دیگری بود.
I only got 5 minutes in.
فقط 5 دقیقه تونستم موعظه‌اش رو بشنوم.
And he already had said so much junk that I just gave her.
5 دقیقه انقدر به کلام صحبت کرده بود که خودم خاموش کردم.
And I just looked on his website.
و بعد رفتم سمت سایتش.
Yeah, where he stood on salvation.
گفتم ببینم به چی اعتقاد داره برای نجات.
Because I didn't think he was a Christian.
چون نوع موعظه‌اش به نظر نمی‌اومد که واقعا ایماندار باشه.
I watched his video presentation on salvation.
یه فیلمی شو دیدم که در مورد نجات صحبت می‌کرد.
Yeah, and as often is with false teachers, they will start out saying the right things.
همونجوری که معلمین دروغین همه‌شون هم اشاره می‌کنن، اولش رو درست میان.
And he made clear that he stood for salvation by grace.
من ایمان دارم به نجات از طریق فیض.
Yeah, but then later on,
اما بعدش و همون جمله.
He said, oh, but you do have to have the works.
اعمالتو فراموش
کن. Otherwise you're cut up.
بعد مریده خواهی شد.
So he gets lip service to the truth.
در حقیقت با زبانش یه قسمتی از حقیقت رو قبول داره.
But what it's really about is something else. Think of the devil.
اما چیزی که واقعا اعتقاد داره یه چیز دیگه از کار شیطانه.
He's a wolf. in sheep clothing.
در حقیقت یه گرگی بوده که لباس بره پوشیده که بگه شبیه بره است اما در درونش گرگه.
Something looks good from the outside.
از بیرون بره میاد.
Sounds right.
شبیه بره.
Directly moves.
اما درون گرگه.
If you're adding work to your salvation.
اگه هر کسی اعمال رو به نجاتش اضافه کنه.
You are not saved.
تو نجات نداری.
Because you're trusting in your own work.
به خاطر اینکه به اعمال خودت به کارهای خودت اعتماد.
You're mixing works with grace.
کارش رو با فیضت قاطی کرد.
And it brings me to my first point.
من رو به یه نکته میرسیم.
Grace and works do not mix.
فیض و اعمال با هم نمیتونن قاطی کرد.
Now go to Romans 11:6. You already read it.
رومیان 11 آیه 6 رو با هم بخونیم.
And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work.
اگر از راه فیض است دیگر از اعمال نیست وگر نه فیض دیگر فیض نیست اما اگر از اعمال است دیگر از فیض نیست ولا عمل دیگر عمل نیست.
I love this verse.
من عاشق این آیه هستم.
And it basically settles all possible confusion.
به خاطر
اینکه
همون اول آشکار میکنه.
Yeah, if you say something is by grace.
اگر میگی چیزی فیضه.
That statement.
وقتی فیضه.
Makes it that it is not more of works.
پس عمل تو رفت نداره.
But as soon as you start adding work,
to
that grace stops being grace. Works and grace do not mix.
اعمال و فیض با هم نمیتونی یکی.
They do not get to go together in the same context.
توی یک موضوع نمیتونیم در مورد دو تاشون با هم همزمان صحبت کنیم.
And just to make sure that we get it.
به خاطر اینکه هممون درکش کنیم.
Yeah, the second part repeats it in the opposite direction.
دوباره به قسمت دومش هم همون از یه دیگاه دیگه همون نقطه رو
بزنیم. If it works,
اگر عمله,
then it is no more grace.
پس دیگه فیض نیست.
Otherwise, works is no more work.
پس دیگه عمل نیست.
Yeah, you cannot say something is of grace and of works at the same time.
نمیتونی بگی فیضه و عمله و همزمان با همه.
It's either by grace,
یا فیضه,
or by works,
یا عمله.
But not both.
نمیتونه جفتش همزمان باشه.
And I love that the Bible is a logical book.
عاشق اینم که کتاب مقدس منطقیه.
When you read the Bible, it makes sense.
وقتی کلام رو هر کی با زبان خودش میتونه, خودش میتونه درک کنه.
It's full of reasoning, good
reasoning. خودش دلیل داره, خودش منطق داره وقتی میخونه.
God says in Isaiah 1:18, let us reason together. Yeah, God has got a reason.
خداوند خدای منطقه.
Yeah, when you read through the Bible, things do make sense.
می‌بینی که همه چیزش منطقی به نظر
میاد. Yeah, you might not understand everything the first time you read through it.
وقتی اولین بار همه‌ش رو بخونی شاید جزئیاتش رو کامل درک نکنی.
Yeah, but at least it's a coherent, logical story that makes sense.
اما می‌دونی که منطقیه, داستانش منطقیه, من از منطق با منطق جور در میاد.
Yeah, it's not like God wants you to believe that the world is carried by a turtle.
بنابراین نمیاد که خداوند برگرده بگه دنیا رو یه لاک پشت دوش خودش
داره. With four elephants on its back.
با چهار تا فیل لاک پشته, چهار تا فیل رو تو گوشش داره.
Who carry some flat earth.
که بالای اون چهار تا فیل یه دونه زمین صاف باز داره.
And no, I did not make it up.
اینو من نساختم. اینو حتی نیست که من ساختم.
Yeah, this is actually what the Chinese have believed and Hindus have believed and they still believe.
چینی‌ها و هندوها ایمان داشتن بهش و هنوزم ایمان دارن.
Yeah, and when I heard it, I had to look it up to make sure because I didn't believe myself.
خودم هم فکر کردم علکی میگم. اما نگاه کردم واقعا هندوها و بودها به این اعتقاد
دارن. That is crazy.
احمد دیواره بارش. دیدیم که لایک و شارت و فیلو دیدیم.
Yeah, the Bible is not like that at all. It's full of statements like the statement in Romans 11:6 we just read.
پر از جمله هایی مثل رومیان 11 فصل 6.
Making us understand the difference between grace and works.
تفاوت بین فیض و اعمال رو به هممون نشون
داد. Now, in our church, I think everybody understands that you are saved by grace alone. Yeah, there are no works involved in our salvation. Yeah, that is in no way dependent on your goodness. It's only God's grace made possible by the sacrifice of Jesus.
Yeah,
with our substitute.
که جایگزین گناهان ما شد.
Yeah, taking the punishment we
deserve. مجازاتی که لایقش ما بودیم او بر دوش خود.
Yeah, salvation is a free gift.
نجات یک هدیه مجانی.
That is once you have received it.
یک بار که دریافتش کردیم.
We cannot lose it.
هیچ وقت از دستش نمیدیم.
Yeah, then we have everlasting life.
زندگی جاوید رو در همون لحظه به دست آوردیم.
Now go to Ephesians 2:8-9.
اپوستولیان فصل 2 آیه 8-9.
The verse you often use.
آیه‌ای که هممون خیلی وقتا استفاده می‌کنیم.
Because it's again so clear.
چون اینقدر آشکار اعلام میکنه. پیروزی را که به فیض نجات یافته اید و به وسیله ایمان، و این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خدا، نه از اعمال، تا هیچ کس فخر نکند.
Now interestingly, this exact verse was where this false teacher went to.
Yeah,
that's a show that I'm a grace only guy.
I believe it.
Yeah, by faith, not of works. And he thinks so far so good. But then he started his story of works. Talking about, oh, the actual contact is about works. And these two verses are taken out of context. Nobody reads the surrounding verses. Yeah, only 8 and 9. Now, and then he pointed to verse 10.
Now,
before we read verse 10, I often do refer to verse 10. Read verse 10. You will recognize it.
زیرا که ساخته او هستیم آفریده شده در مسیح برای کارهای نیکو که خدا قبل مهیا نمود تا در آنها گام برداریم.
There you have it. We need to do good works.
باید کار خوب را انجام بدیم.
And suddenly, if you don't have the works, you are cut off.
اگر کارهای نیکو نداشته باشی بریده خواهی شد.
You cannot be a Christian and not walking in these good works.
در این کارهای نیکو قدم بر نداریم.
Is that the gospel?
آیا این انجیله؟
That after we have believed,
بعد از اینکه ایمان آوردیم
and we mess up somehow, we go to hell.
زمین میخوریم، یه کاری اشتباه میکنیم، میریم جهنم.
Is that everlasting life?
آیا این زندگی جاویده؟
Yeah, you can be called safe for 10 years.
یعنی میتونی 10 سال نجات داشته باشی.
Believing God, praising God,
خدا را
ایمان داشته باشی،
جلال بدی به خداوند خدمت کنی.
Then you backslide.
بعد بیفتی زمین.
Oh, you declare it safe.
دیگه نجات نداری.
That's nonsense. For God so loved the world
that
he gave us only the government son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Yeah? If I give you a gift and I say from now on you need to wash my car, but if you fail you lose that gift.
Now,
is that a gift?
آیا هدیه بود؟
No, it sounds like a hostage situation.
به نظر اسارت میاد.
You are afraid of making a mistake.
از این بعد هیچ کسی که حتما باید ماشین منو بشوری به خاطر اینکه ممکن اون هدیه را از دست بدی.
Yeah, in fear of discovering that after all these years.
از اینکه بعد از این همه سالها.
Yeah, it turned out that your faith was not good enough to make it.
اعمال شما به خوبی اون نبود که برسید به اون موضوع.
No, gifts are for free.
هدیه مجانیه. هیچی در جایگزین سازنی.
The giver pays.
اون کسی که هدیه رو میخره پولش
میده. Go to Romans 5:8.
رومیان 5:8 رو باز کنید. اما خدا محبت خود را در ما ثابت میکند. از اینکه هنگامی که ما هنوز گناهکار بودیم، مسیح در راه ما مرد.
In case you were confused over the gift mentioned in Ephesians
2:9,
God spells out here that the gift is free gift. So what is Ephesians 2:10 actually teaching us? Simply that God, after we are saved, has a purpose for us. He has good works prepared for us to walk in. And it says that we should walk in them. This is what we should do.
کاری که باید انجام بدی.
It doesn't say it's a requirement of salvation.
نمیگه حتی اگر انجام بدی ندی نجات از دست بدی.
Now we have to choose to start walking in these things.
انتخاب با تو که بتونی در اون راههای نیکو قدم برداری.
And we're not forced to walk in these things.
اجباری هم نداری که با زور نباید بتونی.
We're not held hostage to walk in those things.
اسیر نیستیم که در اون کارهای نیکو قدم برداری.
Yep, that's bondage.
اون اسارته.
We need to choose. We have free will.
انتخاب خودته. با خواست خودت میتونی در اون راه قدم برداری.
Here is what you must do to be saved.
باید حتما انجام بدی.
Go to Acts chapter
16
and read verses 30 and 31.
Sirs,
what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in the house.
و ایشان را بیرون آورد و گفت ای آقایان من چه باید بکنم تا نجات یابم؟ گفتند به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان آور که تو و اهل خانه از نجات خواهی یافت.
Yeah, so this false teacher was just giving lip service.
در حقیقت خود زبان خودش یه چیزی رو اعلام می‌کرد.
Yeah, to being saved by grace.
اعتقاد نداشت.
But he was secretly adding works.
که میگه فیض ولی یواشکی کارم بهش
خواهی کرد.
و کاری که باید انجام بدی این نیست تنها.
So coming back to the scripture we started with.
برمیگردیم به همون آیه که اول شروع کردیم.
Did this guy have a gospel by grace?
آیا این آقا انجیل رو شده با انجیل با فیض داشت؟
No, Romans 11:6 says.
رومیان
and it's by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace.
اگر از راه فیض است، دیگر از اعمال نیست. وگر نه فیض، دیگر فیض نیست.
Yeah, I've talked with pastors. And they claim, oh yes, we believe grace, that we say by grace through faith.
Oh, iman dari tarikh faith dan tarikh iman
So you think everything is good?
But
then when you listen to their preaching,
they're
preaching on the gospel.
Yeah,
they're false teachers. And the Bible warns us, beware of false teachers, false prophets. They're wolves in sheep clothing. They are deceiving people. And that's actually my second point. And the second point is, many do not understand salvation by grace. And unfortunately, many people call themselves by the name of Christ are not saved. They are on their way to hell. And there are churches and even complete denominations that are filled with people who are going to hell. Claiming the name of Christ. Why? That's because they have sinned against the Holy God. Deserving the wages of sin, which is death. And they have not trusted in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Do they know the name of Jesus? Yes, they do. But they have believed a false gospel given by wicked false teachers that cannot save them. The gospel of works. And many will stand before God proclaiming the word from Matthew
7:21-23.
Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity.
نه که مرا خداوند خداوند گوید داخل ملکوت آسمان گردد بلکه آنکه اراده پدر مرا که در آسمان است به جا آورد بسیاری در آن روز مرا خواهند گفت خداوند خداوند آیا به نام تو نبوت ننمودیم به اسم تو دیوها را اخراج نکردیم به نام تو معجزات بسیار ظاهر نساختیم آنگاه به ایشان صریحا خواهم گفت که هرگز شما را نشناختم ای بدکاران از من دور شوید
Many people will say, Lord, Lord. Now, do these people know Jesus? They know the name of Jesus. Yeah, because they are doing these things in his name.
Yeah,
the name of Jesus. They claim to be of Christ. But listen to their response when they find out they are in trouble with God.
Yeah.
Did we not do all these things?
خداوند خداوند آیا به نام تو نبوت ننمودی؟
Did we not preach in your name?
آیا به اسم تو دیوها را
اخراج نکردیم؟
آیا معجزه نکردیم به نام تو؟ آیا کارهای خوب نکردیم به نام تو؟
Did we not do many wonderful works?
آیا کارهای زیبایی معجزات خوبی برای تو نکردیم؟
Where are these people placing their trust?
اعتمادشون چی بوده؟
What is their argument?
بحثشون در مورد چی بوده؟
Look at our works.
اعمالمو ببین.
They are trusting in their works.
And
Jesus responds to them, I never knew you. Depart from me.
You
that work iniquity. Were these people ever saved?
No.
Jesus said, I never knew you. Did they think they were Christians? Yeah, they claimed the name of Christ.
چون به نام مسیح خدمت
کردم. But they were deceived.
اما گول خورده بودن.
By a works-based gospel.
با انجیلی که فقط به اعمالشون اعتماد کردن.
That a gospel that added grace. Sorry, works to grace.
با اعمال اضافه کردن.
Yeah, and if you add works to grace, you saw grace is no longer grace. The Bible says there's only one way to receive our salvation. Yeah, and I already quoted Geometry 16. It's by believing on Jesus. Yeah, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's by grace through faith. Works have no part in our salvation. Yeah, grace cannot be mixed with works. Now today, many so-called Christians have no idea about the gospel. They think they go to heaven because they live a good life.
چون کارو خوب کردن بهش میدن.
And they believe if they would do something really bad.
اگر ایمان دارن که اگر خیلی کار بدی انجام بدن.
Yeah, they would end up in hell. If that is what you think.
اگر اعتقاد تو اعتقاد اینه.
Yeah, you need to get saved.
باید نجات پیدا کنی.
You need to put your trust in Jesus alone.
باید اعتماد کنی به عیسی و تنها عیسی.
And believe what we just read from John 3:16. Yeah, that when we believe, we have everlasting life.
Now,
go to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, you read verses 13 and
14. در وی شما نیز چون کلام راستی یعنی بشارت نجات خود را شنیدید در وی چون ایمان آوردید با روح قدس وعده مهر شدید که بیعانه میراث ما برای بازخرید آن ملک خاص او تا جلال او ستوده شود.
Yeah, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And he is the earnest, the guarantee.
او تضمین ما.
That we'll make it.
که ما به آنجا خواهیم رسید.
Till the time of our redemption. Yeah, and at the second coming of Jesus Christ. Go to John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
و من با آنها حیات جاودان میدهم و تا به ابد هلاک نخواهند شد و هیچ کس آنان را از دست من
Yeah, if you are one of his, one of his sheep, yeah, you will remain one. That's the end of the story. Nobody can pluck you out of his
hands.
John 1:12. But as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12.
و اما به کسانی که او را قبول کردن قدرت داد تا فرزندان خدا گردند یعنی به هر که به نام او ایمان آورد.
Yeah, when you become a Christian,
وقتی ایمان میاری به مسیح,
you are adopted into his family.
فرزند خونده او شدی.
God becomes your father.
خداوند میشه پدر شما.
You are his child.
تو فرزند هستی.
Yeah, that will never change.
و وقتی فرزند میشی شدی,
you're not going to be kicked out of the family because
you did something wrong.
Now, you might say, how dare you judge all these people who do not believe as you do? How dare you say that these people are going to hell? Yeah, these are good people. They believe in Jesus. Now, I believe what the Bible says. And the Bible warns us about it. I'm concerned for these people. Because they are not part ending up in this group of Matthew 7. Standing before God, who says, I never knew you, trusting in their wonderful works.
Yeah,
I rather would see them safe
نجات پیدا
کنند. When they stand before God.
وقتی در مقابل خداوند بایستند و نجاتشون رو داشته باشند در روز آخر.
And tell them, yeah, you can only be saved by grace through faith, not by works. Yeah, I want them to understand Romans
16:11.
And if the grace, then there's no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. 16:11. 16:11. And if by grace, then it's no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. 16:11. It has been for the sorry, you're right. Go to Romans 11:6. Sorry for the confusion.
مگر از راه فیض دیگر از امانی وگرنه فیض دیگر فیض نیست. اما اگر از امالت دیگر از فیض نیست و لا عمل دیگر عمل نیست. رومیان 11:6.
And there are always those who say, but don't you just start doing good works if you're saved? Like it's an automatic thing? No, it's not just like an automatic response when you have now the Holy Spirit. And that's my next point. And the answer to that is no. Grace is not automatically followed by works. Yeah, and this idea goes together with the idea of that a carnal Christian exists. That doesn't exist. And they will say, if you are a real Christian, then you will do all these good things. You will be this wonderful person. This is a false teaching that is called Lordship Salvation. Yeah? Pointing that now you're saved, you will do what is right.
You
automatically make Jesus your Lord. Is that true? Are there no carnal Christians? Go to Romans 7. Romans 7 verse 14.
زیرا می دانیم که شریعت رومانی است اما من جسمانی و زیر گناه فروخته شده هستم.
I think we can call Paul a Christian. Now this is the man that God used to pen down a large part of the New Testament. And 2 Peter 1:21 says, for the prophecy came not in all time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
2 Peter 1:21. بلکه مردان مقدس خدا به روح القدس متحرک گشته سخن گفت.
So Paul being a man of God,
پس پولس مرد مقدس
خدا.
همین پولس خودش رو در کتاب رومیان جسمانی
می‌گه. Oh, but there's no such thing as a carnal Christian.
آیا مسیحیت جسمانی وجود نداره؟
Now, sorry, that's not biblical.
این طور کلام نیست.
Now read on in Romans 7.
رومیان 7 رو ادامه بدیم بخونیم.
And read the next verse, 15-20.
آیا 15-20 رو با هم بخونیم. که آنچه میکنم نمیدانم، زیرا آنچه میخواهم نمیکنم، بلکه کاری را که از آن نفرت دارم به جا میآورم. پس هرگاه کاری را که نمیخواهم به جا میآورم، تصدیق میکنم که شریعت نیکوست. و اکنون من دیگر فاعل آن نیستم، بلکه آن گناهی که در من ساکن است. زیرا میدانم که در من، یعنی در جسمم، هیچ نیکویی ساکن نیست، زیرا که اراده در من حاضر است، اما به جا آوردن آنچه نیکوست را نمییابم. زیرا آن نیکویی را که میخواهم نمیکنم بلکه بدی را که نمیخواهم میکنم. پس چون آنچه را که نمیخواهم میکنم من دیگر فاعل آن نیستم بلکه گناهی در من ساکن است. اینجا یه جنگی وجود داره.
Paul is doing the things he doesn't want to do. Now what was he talking about?
There
is an old man, the flesh, and there is a new man, the spiritual man, the new creation, and these two are at war with each other. Yeah, the new man that you receive when you became a Christian, yeah, kind of thing. But the old man, your flesh, wants to
change.
And this is addressed all over the New Testament. Warning people for the lust of the flesh. Warning people to make right choices. To be filled with the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit. Why? Because it's not automatic. It takes an effort from our side. It takes making choices. To read the Bible. pray, worship God, go to church, share the gospel. Yeah, it's not automatic. Yeah, if you do not do these things, you will live carnally. Yeah, even when you're saved. The new man is there. But your life will look like when you were the same.
But the exception of
God, that your father will be in your place.
And
bring correction to your life.